Okay, we'll have to do that again.
Well, a couple good jokes.
All right, cool. Now
we can't do them again.
Well, no, we'll just read from the script.
Did you
from the top.
That was a disaster. It's a good thing memorize? I caught that, because I can see now that when we're talking, that thing is moving. But before, it wasn't moving. I thought, that's pretty weird. Usually there's like
a
thing.
We have done that before. Jesus. We've done that. Joey and I, you weren't here, Will. We
Could
did a whole episode off.
Yeah.
Yeah, fucking that never happened. We did it again,
It wasn't off. It just
didn't record anything.
Yeah, this thing wants to catch the camera taking in the audio first. And so I was fucking around. I see you got a blue background on the screen today. I was fucking around with the cameras before, trying to make sure that everything... I don't know what you would call this system, but it's like basically a priority. It's like a priority list. So if you look at the devices you have, it puts everything together, whether it's the camera, the other camera, the image, the blue image there, the CVP Media logo, the mics. It just puts it in a pecking order. And so if you move like certain things to a certain place in the pecking order, it'll catch something else first. So for example, if I put like the blue picture in front of the CVP Media thing, you won't see anything at all. There'll be no cameras, no nothing. So you have to put it all in order. But sometimes for whatever reason, it doesn't like the audio when you try and figure out whether it's on or not.
Well, since Joey just started it now, welcome to another episode of Two Whites, One Blue.
Which one are we on? What episode are we on?
I think it's 89.
We'll call it four. How would you guys actually know that?
Because I look at it. We'll call it episode four of the 2.0.
Season two.
Revisited. Season one was rough. We didn't get many fucking views.
Yeah, but it hasn't actually changed.
This is 89. Well,
I mean, dude.
89.
We got video now.
True. And this video. And the wall.
Yeah, there's mics in the studio.
The Jeffrey touched the wall.
We'll point out when we were upstairs there. We're slacking on shorts, but every episode is over 100 plays already.
Holy lookout.
Which took us a while to do last time.
Is the money up in the account? Like, is it back? Is that money?
There's no ads.
Will and I never saw a dime.
I never pulled out any money at all. Is that where all this shit came from?
We can't pull out money from Anchor because we're Canadian.
So what the fuck are we using Anchor for?
It's easy.
We just have hundreds of thousands of dollars locked in Anchor.
You don't remember it? Mike.
It's $1,000 a view on Anchor.
It's the easiest way to distribute your podcast.
Holy fuck.
It's free. Remember that?
Yeah, it is free. Except we don't get paid for this?
Well, we gotta get a sponsor. I don't know who we're going to get. Manscaped, hit us up.
Yeah, I want the 5.0. I'm still running that 3.0.
Oh,
I'm a little concerned about people who are...
Gymshark?
Yeah.
I'm not running Gymshark.
Well,
I'll run anything. I don't care.
Literally anything.
Fine. I'll run
the NDP wants to advertise on this podcast.
The NDP?
We'll take it. No problem. I'll do the read for Jagmeet Singh. No problem. Send me the read.
Yeah, because they're going to want to sponsor this podcast. They're probably high up on the list.
I'm pretty sure you guys are homophobes. You see that video? Guy says one thing, and he just right away, first thing he does is call him a homophobe.
Who did?
Jagmeet Singh. Some guy just like
drive-by guy.
Yeah, says something like nothing to do with sexuality at all, I'm pretty sure.
He did spit out. It was pretty vulgar. I'm not going to repeat it on this air, but... only because I don't want to get fired from my day job. Okay, so your money, what'd you spend it on? You went to Quebec, like you said in the last episode that we didn't record properly.
Yeah, that was cool. I went to Quebec City, and like I said, I don't know, I was there for like 40 hours, spent like $500, which, you know, seems bad, but...
How were the locals? Did they hate you?
No.
They weren't as bad as I thought. Everyone, every single person was like, oh, they're going to hate you, they're going to spit on you when you walk by and shit, and they weren't even bad at all.
Quebec, but were they good?
No, they weren't good.
Yeah, of course they're not good. Like, I went there once and I fucking hated them.
Dude, I feel way more embarrassed speaking English in Quebec than I do
in France?
Anywhere else.
In why?
France.
Like, if I go there and there's like, bonjour, I'm just like, bonjour.
You sound terrible.
And then it's just like, and then they're like, oh, hello. I'm like, oh, you already nice, know. You already nice. Know. But it's still like if I'm in like Portugal, it's like, obviously I can't speak Portuguese. So like when I say hello, they're like, oh, obviously you're not from here. Hello.
Yeah.
I'll speak your language.
I think there's a couple other indicators besides your accent.
But that's what I'm saying.
What else is on the list?
That's what I mean, though.
What else is on the list?
Red hair, white skin.
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. So, like, they no one looks at me and thinks, this guy knows Portuguese. But when you go to Quebec and you go, hello, you get the little, like...
Yes.
Okay, hello. Yeah, like, you know...
You guys got to
like,
fucking put in so much effort to talk to you now.
Well, yeah, exactly.
I think... Okay, so when I was learning French, one of the things that my instructor used to say all the time was like the people, especially the further north you go, appreciate when you try and speak French. I've told you guys before, she didn't speak any French
at
all. It's really not that hard. And honestly, it's easy for me to say that, but there's like, if I was going to Quebec, there'd be like, you know, 10 things I would need to like keep handling.
You can get through the day.
I need something. I want to buy something. can you help with something?
Like if you were in like rural Quebec.
Yeah. Like you, you would like keep those 10
I know how to say good night. I was just hitting everyone with the bonsoir.
Bonsoir. Merci. Bonsoir.
Dude, that was like, I remember like when I was in, we went to a Europe trip in high school and like we were in France. And then you had like your basics, whatever you need. Like you need to know what time it is.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Can I get water?
Color or teal. Is that what time it is?
Color or teal. And then you just ask those things because you got to know what you're doing, right?
Imagine asking someone the time for the time now.
Fuck, you can't.
I'd be like, bro, I don't
know. Yeah, well, we didn't have cell phones or nothing, right? Yeah, so we're out there and we don't know what time.
You might need it, you never know.
No.
But anyway, so we're out there in France and it was like, yeah, you had your baselines. And then we went to fucking Spain and everyone's speaking Spanish.
Mm.
Dude, we're fucked.
Oh, you're fucked.
And first of all, it's not just the language. Like, I'm sure there's some similarities in the language, but there really isn't. For English to Spanish?
Oh, I don't know.
But French, sure, but yeah. I don't really know French. So I'm taking nothing out of it. I've only learned a bit of French from like grade 9 French.
Yeah.
So I know shit. And
you probably paid real close attention too.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know everything fucking, else. I'm there.
We go to Spain. No, I took academic French. Thank you very much. I actually did pretty good in that class.
Do they even let you pick between? Anyway, go ahead.
Yes, they do. Okay. I took academic everything in grade 9 except for math. Thank you very much. No anyway, problem. Almost failed it all, but whatever, got through. But anyway, we're in Spain and it was just like, not only like the language, I was fucked. But like the tempo, it's like, and I think I'm doing a little bit. I'm like, holy fuck, dude. And then, like, you look at them, anything, like this, they're just like looking at you, like thousand yards stare. Like, you're like, I'm the biggest idiot they've ever seen.
The cadence is natural for them, right?
Fuck.
Yeah, that's a big difference.
The one that, like, I think one of our buddies bought hash. And the only reason he was able to do so is because he had the balls to go up to somebody on a bench who just had a hat with a weed leaf on it. And he goes, "Yeah, you got weed." They were the most welcoming people in the country.
Of course. We're
like, come. We're like, oh, fucking okay.
I'll take your parents' money for a gram of hash.
Fucking right. Well, we got a gram of hash. It was fucking sweet smoking hash in Spain.
Yeah, that is sweet.
It was kind of sweet. Moroccan, whatever.
It is. Spanish, it is. It needs to know the language of another place, though. Like, don't you? I mean, now you wouldn't have done this when you were in like grade 9 or 10, but now for sure, if you were going somewhere,
well, you got to pick up a couple words.
You know, like
No, I was just in Portugal. I didn't learn a single word. Don't even.
Man, I'm pretty sure Portuguese is tough to learn.
It's tough,
but it's all close enough. I'll give you an example. They're close. The Romance languages are close enough to each other that you can speak to somebody who doesn't speak English in any one of them and get further.
I only know one language.
Ah, okay.
Yeah, like what the. The guy fucking takes French for one summer, and he's just like, "What? You're not bilingual like me?
No, like 2 years.
Can speak Portuguese.
Yeah, like
2 years. Well, I can speak French.
When I talk to my Nona, if I speak to her in French, she understands it, and if she speaks to me in Italian, I can get a little more out of it than I could a year ago, for sure.
Because they're probably because you like, what are they like, the conjugations and all that shit are similar. Like,
yeah, exactly.
But like, because I watch a shitload of, like, I'm watching Narcos again, and like, I know, like, no, trust me.
How many times?
It doesn't matter. It's a good
what
show.
What season of the show is this?
It's the same shit.
No, our show. You've been saying this on every season. I like
listening to Spanish. It's nice.
True. Mm.
But it's like, I know what they're saying. Like, I'm reading the subtitles and I know, like, it'll say Pablo Escobar and I know they're going to say Pablo last. Puto. Puto. They're always getting pissed off.
You know they're going to say Pablo last.
Yeah, because like that's the last in their, when they're speaking.
Right.
It says Pablo Escobar, but they said, well, este Pablo, at the end.
Yeah.
For some reason, I'm like, I don't understand the order of the words.
Like the
noun
place?
Whatever the fuck it is. Yeah, I don't know. It's fucking weird, but it's I don't understand it.
You don't even think about it. It is funny. One of the things I remember from French is even early on, you realize pretty quickly that the structure for like language and sentence formation is way cleaner in basically probably every other language besides ours. Ours is a mess.
Yeah, but, there's no rules. Like, and apparently English is the hardest one to learn.
Because there's no rules. There's nothing hard and fast.
Well, there's like fucking so many of the same words.
Yeah.
And for some reason, we just understand it.
I guess. Like your tone or whatever. I don't know.
Well, cadence has to matter in every language.
French is easy. I would guess Spanish and Italian are probably easy too. I don't know. I've never.
Well, we were fucking around at work just picking. My one guy I work with, he's like on Duolingo. He's fucking around with Spanish.
He's listening to Santana on lunch or what?
Yeah, that's what he was doing. He's just going outside listening to Santana, and then he came back in talking to the Spaniards.
Oh, that's sick.
And they were loving it. Dude, we sit there and we say words to them in Spanish. Fucking they fucking get fired up.
Oh, fuck yeah.
They love it, man. They love it.
Well, I was just in Mexico for 5 weeks, didn't learn one fucking word.
How is that possible?
Why? I don't know. I just don't.
Mexico's pretty whitewashed, eh? Like it's not, it's like Anglophone more than it is, especially in like the areas where you're buying shit. But you were saying you were like out in the rural kind of.
We were not in anywhere where there was no tourists at all. We're in the factory. There's like two of us in the meeting. We're like, this meeting's in English. Sorry, everyone. There's like 15 people. Like we're
that's like gotta be the most white thing you can do.
No, it's so brutal.
Just dominate. Be like, sorry guys, you guys have to cater to us.
Well, because it's like, hey, I'm here to teach you guys shit. So like, I don't understand your language, so speak mine.
That's fair, though.
I mean, I guess, but it's so can do it. It is annoying, but
it's crazy that they can do it
for like, sure.
Most and we of them can't. Speak. We can't. At no, all.
Not
we
even. Not even all, fucking right? close. Not even close. We don't even try. Won't even
attempt it.
I won't even try. Yeah, I know. It's so. It's so fucking bad.
Fucking jokes.
That's why I can't learn Spanish now, because like it was such a missed opportunity.
You could still learn it.
Yeah, it's too late for you.
Well,
you
I'm like, man, why learn now? Like, I was just there for five fucking weeks. I mean, I'm going back for 3 weeks.
You're going back. Yeah, exactly. So why don't you learn?
It's too late, man. It's coming up too quick. It's coming up too quick.
Get Duolingo and join up with me and Brad. Me and Brad are always like high-fiving each other in the app, keeping our streaks alive or whatever. Like every day
I do like the dopamine hit.
Yeah, man. It's good.
And it is gamified too. Like Duolingo. Man, I got to do that too.
Maybe I should.
Duolingo costs $100 for a year. And I'm telling you, it's the best $100 to spend.
I don't know. Have you ever spent $60 on RuneScape?
No, I haven't. I saw you online playing RS the other day. That's why I messaged you on Discord.
Yeah, what did that even mean?
What did it say? RS is bogus, something like that?
No, it just said some like two letters and then bad.
Oh, RS bad. Probably. RS
no,
bad,
it said like
yeah.
RP bad.
No, RS bad.
I just said, what?
I was auto-corrected what by my keyboard. Mean? No, it's RS bad. I don't know.
But what was I going to say? Yeah, Spanish. I would learn Spanish for sure.
Yeah.
Spanish?
I definitely would. It's like, I don't know. Me and Hope were in, we were just in Quebec. We were like talking about it. She's like, oh, we should learn like a different language. Like maybe we should learn French. We were talking about it. And I was like, fuck French, man.
That's what
the
I'm
fuck
saying.
Are we ever going to be using French?
But it's maybe it's the gateway to the rest of them. Like, is that the easiest of the Romance languages? Because if the answer is not French, it's going to be Spanish or Spanish. Italian. It's not going to be fucking German or Chinese.
I don't even really like the way
so French
sounds.
Is the easiest.
No.
I think it's easy to learn.
I think it's easy to learn, but that doesn't mean that I should learn it.
It would get you, you know, you would start on all the other, you know, when it comes to like learning the other Romance languages, you would start 25% of the way
there.
So
you think yeah, French maybe. Is
I think
the
that's
pot
easiest
of languages.
Way to get
yeah.
through
it's
the gate.
The dope of languages.
It's the gateway.
You shouldn't learn it. It'll get you fucking
addicted.
You start
smoking French dope before
next
you
know you're
just
some
fucking
cocaine. You're in the guy in the corner just speaking like hard German. It's like the heroin of languages.
Looking for Trank. Did you guys watch, speaking of hard German and dictatorial leaders, the Tucker Putin thing yesterday?
No, but are we going to, according to the Snapchat tabloids, Biden says, which by the way are very, very fucking,
dude, they're
to the point and they're very,
really precise.
Yeah, and they're just like, Biden threatens direct war with Russia.
The Snapchat ads?
Yeah. And then you'll watch like fucking 100 of them and he never even gets to it ever. Not once.
And then it just ends.
And
it just goes, Logan Paul facing major media blacklash.
He hasn't really, Biden hasn't really gotten anything in the last year. He's kind of just been bumbling along.
Man, if I was Biden and if I was that senile, I'd be threatening the button hard, dude.
Did you see the...
We're going to get the launch codes.
The story yesterday... I don't know. I haven't been following the legal thing around him for a while, but something about he's keeping...
There's legal things around
Biden?
Yeah,
he was keeping like some documents in his garage.
Oh, right. Yeah,
his
garage. Yeah. There's something in his garage. This wasn't recent. It was like years ago.
Yeah, I
guess
that.
they're putting him on for it now or whatever. And I guess the lawyer or the judge basically wrote this report on why they're not going to charge him. And the report basically is just like, we can't charge the guy because he's just not all there. And
that's not all right.
I guess not.
Like, what do you mean?
I'm just saying this is the current state of affairs. Meanwhile, you got Putin yesterday who goes on like this autistic, you know, bulldozing run of like 2,000 years of Russian history. I don't know what the fuck is going on out there, but
yeah,
I just know one of these guys.
When they're both getting older like that and Biden's just losing it and Putin's just getting more and more psycho,
you know,
I don't know what side of the fence I want to be on.
I watched it yesterday and I watched a bit of it a second time this morning. He calls Tucker Carlson out for trying to become a CIA agent and then... When
he just hurls things at
because people, because Tucker tried to get into the CIA when he got out of school, apparently. And there's a lot of people who think Tucker Carlson is a CIA asset. I don't know if he is or not.
Yeah, they're all QAnon.
But when Tucker asked him about the Nord Stream pipeline, like this oil and gas pipeline that goes underneath the Baltic Sea or whatever, Tucker's like, who do you think blew up Nord Stream? And he goes, obviously you. And Tucker's like, well, I didn't personally. He goes, well, you have an alibi, but other CIA agents do not. You know, like maybe they were down there. He is actually throwing some darts in there, which
Of course he is. That's what he does.
I had a laugh, and Tucker, to his credit, you know, I don't necessarily think the guy is good or bad. He's just, you know.
This wasn't in person, was it?
It was in person in Russia.
It was.
Yeah. Oh, fuck. He's an entertainer. Tucker is breaking the fourth wall a bunch of times during the interview. Like, of course. Putin would be like, Tucker would be like, why do you think that, why did you invade Ukraine? And Putin would be like, well, you know,
let me start with, it felt like it's worse.
He's like, let me start, you know, when Princess Catherine in 18, or 18 would be nice. It was like 752 or something like that. And Tucker's looking at him, and then you just see him like veer off to the camera, breaking the fourth wall. He just hits him really quick.
it's the side eye of the camera.
Kenzie and I are watching it. She's like, I can't tell if he's even taking it seriously.
Okay.
Well, I don't know. Probably because the armed guard, you know, to the left of Vlad is telling him to shut the fuck up and sit the fuck down and listen to this 3,000-year history of fucking Russia. Yeah. He starts the interview. He goes,
threatening him. Yeah, you better listen to this history.
He goes, I want to take 30 seconds to a minute to explain to you the history. He talks for 40 fucking minutes. It's nuts.
There's just a guy off camera like holding a gun.
Carlson's got to pee. He's like, I can't. And he's like, if you don't believe me, I brought you this book of documents. He gets a guy to come over and hand him a fucking book of documents.
Read it. He's like,
these are in Russian, but if you want to translate them in English, you can. It's so funny. He's going to read them right to left.
Everything's fucked up.
I was cracking up watching it. I was having a time. Well, that's so good.
And I love how this is the state of the world right now. This guy's our biggest op, and we got to deal with a psycho. Like, that's not good. But whatever, I guess, fuck it. Bring it on, I guess. Man, like, I don't know what to say.
If Vlad wants to do this show, he can. We'll have him on. We'll have Vladimir Putin on.
If he sits where you sit, I'm just going to do this to him.
Yeah.
Just touch him once, and I'll just run. run for my life.
Hey, buddy, yeah. You guys have seen that clip
of McGregor and him.
Oh, yeah. Right?
Where McGregor puts his arm around him, and immediately some guard is like, no.
Oh, really?
Like, you do not touch him. Take your arm off. Because Vlad would
probably fuck him up. That's what they're saying.
Yeah, that's exactly what you want. Your arm broke?
Get it off.
Dude, seriously, this guy's ex-SAS.
Yeah.
Or Spetsnaz or whatever the fuck it is.
Spetsnaz. Yeah.
Have you seen the fucking? Well, obviously you've seen it. Like when he's playing hockey.
Another eight goal game.
He's like Blair out there. He's terrible. Yeah. Like he's just fucking sitting there. He's got his bucket on his eyebrows, and he's just skating around. He hits the fucking red carpet and wipes out.
Yeah.
He gets like 40 goals.
That's how you know he's a pure narcissist. Because he just will allow that to happen.
How, as a person, do you like, this is really, I'm really good.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, how the fuck, or even being so crazy.
I know they're letting me win. I don't care.
Somebody pointed out on Twitter yesterday that this guy, when he's talking to Carlson about like the history of like Russian border disputes, like 2,000 years of border disputes. Yeah. Okay? He's fucking going off and he's still pissed. He's going on and on. And someone's like, this is a guy who has been talking to people for 30 years and all of them say that they're super interested in everything he says.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
He's like, this is great.
Fucking true.
And so this guy just spurgs out for 40 fucking minutes.
True.
I need 30 seconds of your time to give you the background. And Carlson's like, I don't see why this is relevant. He goes, are we having a serious conversation or are we having a talk
show? Are you listening to me or not?
It's incredible.
Is he speaking in English?
He's speaking in Russian.
Okay. So he's going to get translated.
He's got the earpiece and Carlson's got the earpiece too. So they're both hearing each other in their native tongue. But like there's one, the translator is jokes. This jokes. Let me finish. I'm getting to the point. It's like 28 minutes.
The guy's got to fucking remember a whole speech.
Is he like a stenographer? He's just sitting there verbatim translating everything.
Tucker's trying to like, you know, get in front of it. Like he doesn't want to get, what is the word? Where if you're talking to somebody, they just keep talking. He doesn't want to get...
Steamrolled?
No. Steamrolled's a good word for it. There's like a word in like political atmospheres where like you're trying to get a bill through.
You're talking to the right two
guys. Everyone is like talking and talking and talking. It's escaping me right now. But basically he's trying to make sure that he doesn't just lose the whole, you know, 2 hours on this guy.
Right.
Giving him, you know, the Princess Catherine story about baptizing Protestants. And
people
whatever.
Like that, where it's like you could just ask him one question and then they'll just talk for half an hour.
Yeah, yeah.
And then you never actually get to ask him anything.
It's so great.
Those people suck.
It's 100%
worse. I've talked to a couple of those in my life. I hate them.
Well, that's like Kanye. That Kanye and Joe Rogan. It was just like...
Brutal.
Yo, man.
Brutal.
He asked you like about like your shoe line and now you're talking about the fucking Jews and all this
shit.
shit. It's fucking like, crazy. Relax,
that was
bro.
Insane. That well, was
like,
insane.
Oh my God. Like, it's just like such a lack of self-awareness. It just, it,
yeah.
I'm pretty sure in like my, like people that I choose to like let in.
Filibuster is the word. Just want to get filibustered.
Filibuster. Oh, that's okay.
Filibuster.
Yeah, filibustered. Yeah. Yeah.
The people yeah, that I choose to like let in close. If you're have any like an ounce lacking of self-awareness, I'm like, oh, you're out. Oh, like, if yeah. you have no idea that you're fucking R-worded, then
regarded,
yeah. If you're so regarded in your own,
if you're a bit of an autist, yeah. I mean, there's nothing wrong with that. It's just that I
well,
don't
I mean, there's a lot wrong with it.
Pretty annoying.
It is annoying for sure. I just don't want to. You know, it's not always the right time to just go off on a tangent and you know.
Well, see, like, okay, I do talk over people for sure. We all do it. I do it a lot because I have a loud voice. But if you think that I don't hear what you're saying,
yeah,
you're wrong. I hear everything you're saying. Like people that can't text and talk.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know, those people that just go down on their phone, they text yes. and you're talking, they can't do two at a time. I can do it both easily.
Yeah.
Like if you're talking and I'm like responding and you're still talking, I'm still hearing what you're saying. Like,
yeah,
so like,
yeah.
But like people that can't do it, then you have to just shut up. I'm an idiot for that too. Like I talk over people. It sucks. It's one of, I hate it about myself.
Yeah.
So, it, but like if you have, if you just think instead, like this is a good idea, I'm just going to talk instead, then you're yeah. a piece of shit.
Or you don't even realize, like, oh, that guy hasn't said anything in 20 minutes, but it's like, oh, I didn't even care.
He must be really interested in me.
Yeah.
Nobody's yeah. interested in you.
Like, or people no. throw you like a topic you don't care about and they're just like, no, check this out. Check this out. Like,
oh my God. Yeah.
Wow. That's crazy.
That's yeah. work.
And wow. you say that 40 times wow, and it just never crazy. Stops.
Like, you dude. Catch the game last night?
Wow. Wow. Pretty much every conversation at work is me saying that and just wanting to get back to what I'm doing.
Do you feel
I almost
like,
have zero interest in yeah. what anyone ever says. Even if it's something that I'm sort of interested in, I was like, I'm always just like, oh, yeah. Or like, I'm like, I never fully turn my body. I'm like, sort of like, guy, hit him with this.
Hit him with the one shoulder blade at all times. Always. Yeah.
You're just not interested in making friends.
But isn't this a problem, though?
I mean, usually I'm fucking busy at work and it's like, oh, you want to talk about, today I had a conversation about Dragon Ball Z.
If you were
and
busy,
I was actually like
you would still have the conversation even, right? Even if you were that busy if you it. Wanted
yeah,
to have
it a
it.
Little bit
yeah hmm? If you wanted to have it you would still have it even if you were busy
oh yeah
for sure
yeah but
for
I never sure. want it I never want it really at work.
I'm concerned about like the graying, like everything is like a gray, no color, no hard opinions, no nothing like that basically everywhere you go now except for this room more or less for me at this point, whether it's my own show or the show mm-hmm. we do together, like oh, okay. everything else I do, whether it's at work or like at the store or whatever, it's like, oh yeah, did you see XYZ? Yeah, I hate XYZ. Same.
It's always just like, great. Well, usually it's just like, wow, oh, I will agree because like, I don't want to get into
it.
It's the most conversation
to get out of it.
This is yeah. like the, it's like you're constantly engaging with the normie brain. And I don't know, like, I don't think I'm some kind of like, you know, right curve genius, but come on, are we not interested in like having disagreements to mm-hmm. at least spice things up?
No, because
up?
It makes it's
it's
mean.
Nowhere anymore.
It's mean.
It's nowhere.
Yeah, it's not really anywhere.
It's mean.
I hate it.
Confrontation is not okay.
I also feel like there's not as many people that are willing to be swayed. It's all like a lot of people have like very stern opinions, yeah. and then it's like that's your opinion.
It makes it
you've
boring.
Already made it so like your opinion is your opinion and mine is mine, and it's just we're just gonna clash.
Yeah.
So
yeah, and why bother even have the conversation
yeah,
as opposed
yeah.
to
are
like
the three of us?
We could have a conversation and maybe change each other's mind,
yeah. right? Or it's just like, or one person's just like, no, you won't even, you're just stupid, or you won't even listen.
Yeah,
you don't even
the
get
worst,
it.
Man. Like, dude, let's have a conversation. Like, every,
you won't even get it.
Every, like, whatever, argument, competitive conversation, however you want to word it, has to be like, I don't know. I want to say confrontational is like an aggressive term,
mm-hmm.
but it's just like, man, we're just having a conversation.
Adversarial
we're,
is
we're
the word.
Yeah, adversarial. Yeah, we're allowed to have a conversation. We're allowed to disagree and be civil. It's not like it's going to, it's not the end all.
It's a spice of life, man.
It's just like, what, like, man, like,
do you
I don't,
find
I don't
you get
agree,
that more
but then
than,
it gets heated and blah, blah, blah.
You probably get that more than we do. Like, I can't, in corporate culture, like, not that I necessarily would, like, choose to have a tete-a-tete with somebody over some potluck lunch, but I don't even like, I really don't even have the choice apart from like five or six of my closest work friends to really say something that I really think, even if it cuts against kind of the hive mind opinion. It seems like on job sites,
there it's pretty colorful.
You know
there.
What I mean?
Yeah.
Like, that's for us. It's different,
but it's also, but it's not different in the sense that there's snakes. Like you can say something, you can have a disagreement, everything's fine. But like, typically people are pretty like, If you're doing, like, say you're doing something and somebody disagrees with it, like, you're going to have battles all day, like, with a bunch of trades working together. Like, we fuck over so many trades. Trades fuck us over all the time.
Right.
It's just how it is. So you're going to have tension constantly.
Mm-hmm.
But then you get the people, like, I was working in this room by myself. Nobody even knew I was in there. They're like, the site super was upstairs. He was like, you know, checking some shit out. This one guy outside, I don't even know what this fucking guy does. Like, he's like outside putting up, like, I don't know what the fuck this guy's doing. He's got scaffolding outside. He might be a bricklayer. Mm-hmm. He comes in, he's just like talking to this guy, the site super. He's just like, these guys out here smoking on site. I don't give a, the guy looks fucking homeless. If I come back and that guy's here, I'm not coming back. Like threatened to not come to work. By the way, the guys are still smoking and that guy's still coming to work.
Well, obviously.
He just tried to like snitch on him and play hardball.
Yeah, of course.
And it, first of all, snitch on him. Like you're allowed to smoke there. Like the employees of the building smoke out there.
And that guy doesn't work for the company that you work for.
He's just a crybaby fucking loser. There's people like that everywhere. And like bus drivers, people just throw you under the bus.
Mm-hmm.
Like this one guy, he just quit. And now ever since he quit, everyone's like, oh, that was his fault. This is his fault. Yeah, it's like, you guys are the most soft-spined fucking people. Nobody just wants to be like, oh, my bad, I did it.
Of course.
I do that every day. I'm like, sorry, man, that was me. Fuck.
But
like, it's just so much faster.
You'll be happier like that.
It's so much faster. It's so hard to do that in engineering. Like, fucked up. Give me a fucking tongue lashing. I'll move on. It's over.
Why is it hard to do that in engineering?
Your name's on every drawing. Every single thing. Time you do anything, your name is on every drawing.
We know you did.
Yeah, exactly.
But it is hard, but like, you can still fuck people over. Like, you probably have people under you.
Yeah, that you're just But
it
like, is,
it, yeah, I guess you're actually fucked because you signed the bottom line. You're fucked.
Yeah, because I checked.
Stamp, bang.
Yeah, because you're like, the co-op did that change, but like I had to check all the drawings.
So but then it's the classic shit flows downhill, right? Like you get in shit from your higher-ups and in turn you get to give them
then
shit.
I get to,
that's
I get,
just
give
how
a
it
lash
works,
right?
It's the inverse pyramid scheme.
Well, the foreman basically eats it from the boss, like the owner.
Mm.
And then in turn, he's fucking pissed off and jaded, so he just lights us up.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then I get lit up from him, and there's an apprentice below me, so I'm pissed off, and he gets the fucking tail end of it, which is fine, because it's very less. It's very filtered at that point.
Yeah,
and I'm not really
that
much. Like, I don't give a fuck down. Either way. I don't really get mad at people for, like, below me or anything like that. I give one kid shit because he's funny. And
when was
the
last time you got mad at work?
I get mad at work daily, but it's like really small frustration.
Maybe at yourself?
Yeah. Mm. It's not like I'm like actually like, I've never taken it home.
Yeah.
Maybe like a couple things, but it's more so like peace of mind. Like, did I fucking wire this properly? Or like, I'm scared that it's going to be like on fire or something like that. That's about it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like the drama, no. Like it's probably like way different for you guys. Like I find like office jobs are more dramatic, but then we got some fucking drama at our too. It's weird.
Office jobs aren't more dramatic. I just think there's not like
There's less going on. So like there's
no,
more like gossip
and
shit.
There's
going
no
on.
There's no like what can I say here? When I was president of the union, one of the things we tried to encourage was like these controlled, you know, blasts where if two people had problems, let's just put them in the same room. And let's hash it out. It doesn't have to be unprofessional, but let's just not leave anything unsaid. Because if you leave it unsaid, it's just going to get said, like you mentioned there, as gossip or in the locker room.
Which is way worse.
It's way worse. But that's really going away because like you guys were both saying before, everyone gets hurt feelings now where, you know, 10 years ago, this was really never the case. Maybe a bit longer than 10 years, but it was like never really the case. And even for guys our age, we grew up in an era when like, you know, bullying was still a thing in schools.
Thank God.
You say what you want about it, but
thank God
it really did teach you that like if you have some beef with somebody, you can bring it to them.
Yeah.
And if you know, if it goes your way, it goes your way. If it doesn't, it doesn't. There's a third party adjudicator there. They call them teachers, you know, or principals or whatever. They'll help you sort it out at the end of the day. You might get suspended or you might not.
Oh, what the fuck is this? Is it Chris Tucker? Who's Third Rock from the Sun? What the fuck can't I remember his name?
Third Rock from the Sun.
The fucking comedian.
Third Rock from the Sun, isn't that a fucking...
It's like a sitcom.
Yeah, yeah. He was in it. Was he not?
Was he?
He's a super famous comedian. I cannot
Chris
believe
Rock
like,
or Chris Tucker?
Chris Rock, Jesus Christ. It was not even Third Rock from the Sun. Just Chris Rock.
Chris
Jesus
Rock
Christ.
From the Sun?
Jesus Christ. That's dude, that's fucking bad.
Why did you make that association? Third Rock from the Sun.
What's embarrassing is I couldn't
Chris
remember.
Chris Tucker? Chris Rock from The Sun. Yeah. Oh, dude, man.
What's embarrassing is that he's a super well-known comedian. I'm super into comedy, and I couldn't remember his fucking name.
That's an all-time moment.
But he was the one who he fucking said it. Ironically, it was. I got a clip on my Instagram about it, and he was saying bullying is good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's just like, because you learn lessons from, you learn like half lessons you learn at home, half lessons you learn at school in the schoolyard or something like that, whatever. And he's just like, and the ones that you learn in the schoolyard are the lessons you use in life. Like, you use that. You don't use what you learned in class. You don't fucking use that shit ever. You use what you learned on the fucking playground when you were getting bullied. That's how you deal with people. And like, I don't know, like now they're like getting rid of bullying. I'm like, what? I get it. I understand, like, it's not, like, you shouldn't be like, yeah, go bully that kid, right?
Well, it's like,
but, like, if you have like, them, right? Like, you hope your kid's never a bully, but you're glad a bully's there.
Isn't the problem that, now schools are looking for the perfect solution?
One, right?
They're looking for the perfect solution.
But there isn't one.
Exactly.
They're getting rid of the thing that takes you 80% of the way there. In favor of nothing.
But what's the plan after? You go out into the real world where they're just allowed to be there. There's no repercussion for being an asshole.
We gotta bring
I don't think people like I don't think that bullies bullied assholes.
No.
No, but like I'm saying like they're getting rid of bullies, right? Like that's the plan. Get rid of bullies and then just assume there's no bullies outside of school.
Go
into this fucking, you're living in an ideal like little bubble where everybody's nice to each other.
Sure.
You go into a job and most people are dicks. Like, let's be real here. Like, there's not that, you only have a couple people that you're buddies with at work. Like, you're not buddies with
maybe
the company,
they're not,
right?
They're not dicks. Maybe they're just like we were talking about earlier, they are afraid to say what they really think, right? Maybe that's the problem. Maybe they're not actually dicks.
Or they are just dicks,
doesn't
right?
feel like you get along more. If you take the same random sample of like 20 people from the real world, from the fucking McDonald's line in Dundas, okay? Compare it to 20 people you've met in your professional life, random sample. It's not that you're more likely to get along with people in the McDonald's line because they're more like you. Chances are they're not. It's going to be a broader kind of swath of society than the people you work with. But if you get to speak to them honestly and they can speak to you honestly, you'll find that you share at the very least conviction, even if it's in different ideals. On the other side, it just seems like everyone is like lacking kind of a hard edge, you know, like no one's willing to put their foot or their flag anywhere. Mm-hmm. And so you wind up with just a bunch of people who you don't really know what they think. You don't really want to tell them what you think. And so you're all kind of like,
yeah, but I like, so the way that I kind of get around that at work, or like if I like go for drinks with like the people that I work with after work, like I don't really give a fuck what they think about politics or what they think about X or Y for the most part.
Yeah.
So like, cause no one wants to talk about this shit anyways. But like, I like to take a hard stance on shit that doesn't matter at all.
Like what? Like what?
Well, like, I don't know. I'm like, I don't care about bringing.
But you have such a hard stance on stuff that does matter.
Yeah, but why would I don't, why would the fuck would I bring that up to people that I work with?
Because it's who you are. Like you want to like, you know, talk, you want to speak freely.
Yeah, but I'd rather just have a fucking fun time and be like, yo, man, like, I don't care if I bring fish to the microwave and I microwave it. Everyone can fucking deal with it. I don't care. What do you argue me?
Like,
I don't care.
This is like a bad Dilbert comic.
Yeah, but it doesn't like, but it was no, like, I know what you're saying. It doesn't like, have to be all
it.
About the serious
I know,
shit.
Like,
yeah.
Like,
you just be
and
arguing
like, and
for
like,
the
like,
sake
I
of it.
Tackle it with like obviously like they know I'm sort of joking as well. So like it turns those gray conversations into like something at
it's
least.
A,
so like,
yeah, some sense of a conversation.
They don't mind arguing at that point because no one's really getting offended by it. You
know? This is the classic like Thanksgiving like table, right? You never bring up religion or politics.
Yeah,
those
yeah.
are the two fucking things that are like, they'll piss people off. I never really understood it. Like I can sit here and argue politics, which by the way, I don't know shit about it, but I'll argue it. Why
perfect.
Not?
Perfect.
But I'll never get upset if somebody fucking like proves me wrong. Or,
but don't
like,
you find out? Them,
I'll never go home like fuming mad about
but you find
politics.
Out the, but you find out the most about people you're with talking about topics that are like, I don't want to say controversial, but polarizing, let's say. You know what I mean? Like, and there's some good in that. And by the way, you don't have to agree. I don't think the three of us agree on everything, politics, religion, sex, whatever.
Definitely not.
You know what I mean? But still.
I don't know. I think we might. I think we do agree, actually.
I think we don't. And I would.
You want to talk about it? You want to talk about it?
I guess we better fucking fight about it. And so I would say that like you're more likely to be friends with people with whom you have the honest discussion instead of people who you can't have the honest discussion with, and there's like I said before, like this like graying of all the opinions that everybody has.
Well, imagine this podcast was just us sitting here agreeing with each other.
Two grays and a gray.
Yeah, just sitting there like, yeah, you know what? The weather was good today. Let's, you want to talk about that a bit? Like, it's the worst. Like, there's nothing to me that's worse than fucking small talk.
Which flag?
I'd rather sit there in, like, the most, like, awkward silence ever.
Well, then you'd hate it in an office because that's all it is.
I know.
It's nothing but silence.
And why do you think I don't work?
You go to the coffee machine, none of the cups are clean, and it's all silence.
Nah, I bring my own mug, but, yeah, it's a lot of that. Like, guys that sit beside me are there. Like, I got a guy. I never had a guy that sat beside me for so long. It was just me and like an empty desk. It was so nice. And now I have a guy that sits beside me and like he wants to like talk throughout the day.
Fuck off.
And I'm always just like, always have my headphones on and I always just angle my chair the other way. And I'm like, if you want to talk, you got to really want to talk.
Yeah.
Because you got to, it's going to look like you're taking me out of what I'm doing.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. It's a good fucking, paint yourself a picture. Like, I'm way too good of an employee to talk to you, dude.
Is exactly. That fair?
Yeah.
Is that
leave me the fuck alone.
I know it doesn't look like I'm doing work on my computer right now.
I'm not, but I do look like I am.
But I'm thinking about it.
I noticed that too. Like, but my old job, I would always rock a headphone, and it's like people, like I'd be working, like my head's down, doing my shit. I'm just doing my job, right? Which I like to do because I don't want to sit there. I'm not down to chill there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah.
I want to be like, I want to kill the day, so I want to be busy.
Mm-hmm.
Guys, you just be talking. And they'll be talking to me like, are you even listening to me? I'm like, no, man. Of course I'm not.
See his headphone in?
Like, I'm not listening. I'm listening to somebody else talk. This is, because it's a way better conversation. Beautiful.
You could never have this. You could never have that reaction in an office setting. What? Hey, did you hear what I said? No, I'm not listening to you.
Like, yeah, why would I?
Exactly.
Why would I listen to you? What the fuck?
I could
do you have
maybe
to
get away with that a little bit.
You know, like, what do you I would HR immediately.
What do you want
HR
to talk about? Do you want to, like, what are you doing tonight? Yeah. Why do you care?
Yeah, because
are you that fucking bored? Like, just go think about, like, watch, like, Shrek in your head or something. Like, I don't, what the fuck is this, man? Like, leave me alone. I'm busy. Man. I want to focus on the task at hand.
Get
I
might, with this,
you know, the odd time.
But I know some guys at my work are, like, actually, like, looking for friends, you know? Like,
that's tough.
Guys your age?
That's tough.
But they're younger than me, but they're, like, a little bit younger than
what
me.
What do you
but
do like, about the friend looker?
But yeah, like, it's tough because, like, it's a different, like, you're at work. Like, if you are with these people, you spend most of your life with them.
Yeah.
Right? So there's a couple guys that I work with that I do, like, genuinely like talking to outside of work. Like, a couple of them.
Yeah, yeah.
Right? I typically get along with most of the people that I work with. Thank fucking God. But I'm not, like, really sitting at home talking. I got, like, maybe one or two guys that maybe.
How many guys you got on Discord for old school RS?
One guy. One guy from work is on my Discord. One guy. And he's, like, my best friend there.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Probably will be friends with him for the rest of my life.
What do you do about the friend looker at?
Oh, man. It's the guy that's beside me today. He hit me up with the.
Is he a friend looker or he's just, like, a small talker?
It's
like a Seinfeld episode a bit of both. Over here. Is he a small talker or a friend looker?
He's a fucking friend looker. Get away from me.
Oh, he hit me with the. Hey, do you want to go to a Guelph Storm game tonight? I was just like, instantly, I was like,
oh my God.
Sorry, dude. No. No, I'm busy, man. I'm busy. I was like a little late notice. He goes, oh, like, I'm not going. I just, like, I'm on the social committee and I have the, there's extra tickets they're giving out for free.
You're like, a friend looker.
Yeah.
Set you up. Oh, sorry. I thought you were a loser, but I wasn't sure. He just called right after. He goes, "Hey, man, sorry. I just thought you didn't have any fucking friends. I thought you could use something to do. You look a little bit like a loser."
Oh my God, this guy's got his headphones on.
At least I can do for this fucking loser beside me. Give him some OHL tickets.
That's the worst.
Hey, you know Connor McDavid played in that arena, dude?
Yeah, he really flipped it on me.
He's a social committee.
You might want to be friends with that guy. He's pretty fucking good.
The social committee is a whole other story. Like, selling tickets to people where they buy a ticket and they know they can't express anything they actually feel. They paying to be there. That's like a whole other story.
Oh, dude.
That is like a tough one.
Speaking of committees.
I admire the committee worker, but.
Oh, dude, I don't know if I do.
It is a difficult sell. It's a difficult sell. Yeah.
Dude, this reminds me too. Like, this always fucking happens because I got all these stories because you guys have been kept men for so long. Went out with this chick fucking from Guelph. Mm-hmm. Actually, well, she went to school in Guelph.
Yeah.
And we're sitting down for dinner, right? And we're talking. And she goes, like, within 5 minutes, she goes, yeah, so I was on the inclusion committee at Guelph. And I just go right away. I'm like, in my head, all I hear is, Like, this is not going to go well. Oh, this is. We're talking like we were. I'm like, okay, whatever. Let's see how good I am at, like, I don't know,
pretending
or just dancing around a situation. Like, right. No, I'm not pretending. I'm being super genuine, but I'm going to see if I can, you know, dance and, like, just try to see if I can maybe
also just get her to see my reacts.
Yeah, she was way younger than me. I think she was like 23.
Right. Yeah.
And this
yeah.
was like not help. Long ago. Right. So I was like 30. She was 23.
Nice.
Which I was sitting there like, well, whatever. We'll see how this goes.
I mean, fuck. Yeah. Like, what sounds all right to me.
And then fucking we're going out. She says that. I'm like, okay, fucking Christ. I got to kind of like figure out how to do this. And then fuck, we're talking. We start talking about kids. She was like a camp counselor or some shit.
Yeah. Obviously.
So she's talking about kids, and I'm just like, she was bitching about her kids like acting up. I'm like, well, I don't know. Why don't you get a little stern with them? Like, when I was younger, like, if the camp, like, whoever was in charge of me, if they fucking, like, you know, puffed their chest out at me, I was like, kind of like, didn't really stand in line, but I stood a little bit more in line.
Yeah. Yeah.
A little bit more. Like, you know, like, all right, this bigger kid is fucking right, with me. Right. Yeah. Here. Yeah. Like, and then she's just like, so what are you saying? Like, you advocate hitting kids? I was like, if I had a kid,
only sometimes.
If it was my kid and they were fucking
under
around,
what circumstance?
I'd probably do something to him. Like, what do you mean by hit? Like fucking, you know, cuff them. Like, I would definitely assert my dominance. I wouldn't necessarily fucking close fist clap the kid, but
they got the scruff of their neck for a reason.
There's a difference between hitting a kid and clapping a kid.
Is there though? If you're in for a penny, in for a pound, you're gonna do it. Make it count.
I mean, I got smacked by my dad.
That's
sure.
what I'm saying. Yeah, so did I. And I think we turned out pretty good. 100%.
I don't hold it against
some people.
Them.
Neither do I.
No, people, yeah. people later in life are like, "Oh, you're traumatized. Don't even know it." I'm like,
that's nothing worse than that.
I got a lot of trauma. I got a lot of trauma, ain't from that.
Trauma.
Ain't from yeah. that. That's,
like,
not
that's
the
another
problem.
Blanketed word. Everyone's got trauma. Like, yeah, no shit.
No shit.
Life's
yeah.
hard,
no
buddy.
Shit.
Deal with it.
I don't know.
That's another fucking cool thing I thought about today.
Go ahead.
I was going to work, and I just like had a
We had nothing to talk about 20
I know,
minutes
I got,
ago.
I know. I got a couple of things here. So actually, okay, I'll start with this, because it's a nice segue. So fucking, remember when you were younger watching Much Music, the video, the yeah. fucking countdown?
Fuck yeah.
So In Too Deep, Sum 41.
Yeah,
nice.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Remember when that kid, when the guy came out of the fucking pool and
yeah,
he's
yeah,
playing the
yeah.
solo
yeah.
on In Too
Dry?
Deep? What's that his name? Dry?
No, he was
oh,
dry.
Oh, yeah, he was dry, but he's yeah. playing it with two hands, and like in your head, you're like, that's the best guitar player ever lived. yeah, yeah. It's the first time you see, like, holy fuck, see this guy? yeah. He's playing with two hands. He's
you're
not
like
even
12.
Strumming. Yeah. How does he do it? How does he even do it? Yeah. You're like, this is the best guitar player ever lived. So then I'm like, so I'm on that kind of playlist. Simple Plan comes on. I'm like, all right, well, this is nostalgic.
Okay.
I'll listen to it. I'm Just a Kid.
I'm Just a Kid.
I'm sure. And then like another song like later came on. I don't even know what it was called. It was like The Worst Day Ever or something mm-hmm. like that. And it was just, I was just like sitting there. I was like, man, I said it out loud. I was like, dude, shut the fuck up. You're such a bitch.
Oh, such
You're
a bitch.
Such a baby, man. Like, who are you pandering to? These like 12-year-old woe is me
yeah.
kids.
He's
like,
probably so rich at the time too.
This is the worst day ever. Yeah, like you're, and he's
the
probably like 40.
Again?
Yeah,
he's like 40
yeah.
years old.
Same band.
Yeah, what? Simple yeah, same plan? Band. Same band. Yeah, Simple Plan. I was like, this guy fucking fuck Simple Plan now. Oh, he's just the biggest complainy kid ever.
That's all
like,
that music is.
Just complainy yeah. music. I was yeah, like, what are we listening
we
to?
Missed,
well, we looked it up
times.
And like the shit that we listened to when we were like angsty fucking high schoolers. We looked it up and we were at the island. It was like, oh my God, these guys were fucking 38 when they wrote this song. Yeah. I was like, oh my
What's
God, that's, come on. No. Oh. I forget who it was.
Not Blink-182. I think they're like that now.
Blink
they got to be, no, they're just like 50 now.
I think,
Blink was pretty old. Blink was pretty old.
Yeah, but they weren't really bitching that much. They
I
were
think,
just kind of being like,
listen,
fuck off kids.
When like,
yeah, that's
when
true.
Like What My Age Again came, What's My Age Again came out and what's the other song?
There's no way he was 22 when he said no one likes you when you're 22.
No, he's probably 32.
Seven.
Yeah. I was talking to a couple of buddies today about like emo albums from the early aughts that I still listen to. There's only like three or four that had real staying power, but I think the reason they have staying power is because there's like formative memories associated with the music,
right?
Right.
Like it's like nostalgic.
That's everything.
So what do kids now listen to?
Holy fuck.
Because the lyrics of like some of those early Fall Out Boy songs like match like your relationships match yeah. like the transition between like grades or
yeah, how the
schools.
Hell they, well, I guess they went through it.
What are they listening to now? You can't listen to 21 Savage and tell me that in 20 years you're going to be listening to that thinking about that time you know, went through a tough breakup.
Dude, that
There's
is true
no
because
fucking
we, like,
way.
Now, like, now I feel like it's all rap.
Yeah, so what
yeah.
are they got
It's
on?
Like all hit
or
whatever
country.
It's called.
Yeah.
Rap
or country.
I wouldn't even call it rap. Yeah, country too?
Rap and country, yeah.
Taylor
sure.
Swift?
Whatever's, well, now
is everything
it's,
Taylor
now
Swift?
Whatever's on TikTok.
Yeah.
Really? Like, that's what I'm, like, I'm seeing kids listening to, like, Nirvana. Like, yo, you ever heard this song? I'm like, dude, get away
Come
from
on,
me.
Man.
Yeah, of course.
And that's how I know I'm getting old, too. I'm, like, getting annoyed.
Yeah, but think about that. Like, you were in high school hearing Nirvana for the first time, too. And that's not when Nirvana came out. It was still 20 years old when you first heard it.
That's true.
Like, our parents were probably like, oh, you're just hearing this now? Oh, you fucking move.
And our parents were fucking psyched we were listening to that.
Yeah, yeah, for sure.
Well, I am not going to be psyched. Well, I'm just not psyched because I'm only 31 and I don't have kids.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. If my kids are listening to that, fucking right. But we weren't listening to it because it was trendy.
Yeah. No, no.
You know what I mean? That's the difference. It's like trendy and it just goes away. Like, and it just ruins the fucking song.
Yeah,
That's what bugs me. And it's just like, and then they don't listen to any of the other shit. Some kids definitely do. But a lot of kids are just like, yo, you hear that song from TikTok? It's like,
yeah, I know.
Yeah, you, I know. Dude. I know.
Fuck you, dude.
I was so mad.
Go to the show. Oh, wait. He's dead. I was, you know that?
I was so mad when TikTok discovered Siakabo.
Method Man.
That's a Method Man.
Yeah, yeah.
Because everyone's like, oh, the TikTok song. Like, man, we were bumping this with N1 mixtapes. Yeah,
we found
this. 2001.
Yeah. Uh-huh. We found this.
Like, come on.
We wrote it,
man. I had to wait 3 days. My parents could make a phone call for a week while I was downloading this song. Like, are you kidding me with this?
Yeah, I think there's also just tough, too much music now. Like, maybe. There's so much fucking music.
Well, everybody's just making
Everyone's making music.
There's a thing I saw the other day about Spotify about how they're basically paying artists.
To not make music.
No, no, no. They're paying them low dollars to basically, under like ghostwriter names, come up with like 10 shit songs, put out an album, and then they're pushing those songs on the recommended playlist to get the number of like plays on the app up. Even though the artist is like somewhat unknown, it sounds exactly like artist XYZ that you already know. And it's just like this constant just barrage of shit.
So they're like kind of like they're following like the Netflix blueprint where it's like, we're bringing the studios in-house. We're just going to start pumping out our own content and shit.
It's all garbage because you don't even want to watch it. You just want something on your TV while you're scrolling Instagram anyway.
Yeah, exactly.
So, fuck, I hate how that is so true.
But that's exactly what it is. No one's even watching anything. True Detective, the most recent season of True Detective, fucking sucks. It sucks. And Kenzie and I have had this discussion a bunch. She's like,
so I keep watching the same shows over and over.
She's like, true. Yes, this is.
You'll eventually soak it all in.
There's a name for this. There's a name for this. But like, me and Kenzie had it out in the car the other night. Not had it out. We're talking about like the quality of the season. And she's like, you don't like it because it's all women actresses. And I'm like, I don't care.
Yes, obviously, but like, also it's shit.
I was like, I don't care who's in the show. I don't care who's in the show. Just write a decent script. The script is 50 minutes of dumb, like,
put
romantic
a couple more
drama
guys in there.
And 10 minutes of fucking plot advancement every
week. Can we get a white guy?
Come on. Christ. I don't need more Callie
affirmative.
Reese.
Can we get some reverse affirmative?
Are you telling me these guys got Jodie Foster, who's like, by any measure, an A-list actress, and to put next to her... They picked a heavyweight women's boxing champion with zero acting experience.
Well, who do you think Rocky
That's who
did.
They picked? What?
Didn't it happen in Rocky? Wouldn't he pick a bunch of fighters and shit? Like
Mr. T?
Yeah.
He's fucking Mr. Hell T, yeah, dude. Mr. T was in the A-team.
Like, yeah, but that was after, wasn't it?
It was before.
Oh,
he
was
in
it?
And
he fucking
right.
beat Rocky, dude, of course.
Mr. T,
spoiler alert.
In the fucking credits for Rocky, it's Clubber Lang played by Mr. T.
I know it's Mr. T.
Yeah, like that's who he was, right?
I know. I read somewhere that he changed his name to Mr. when he was 18 because he wanted
like
to be
Apollo
respect.
Creed fucking just died.
Jeez, what a sad story.
That sucks.
And
eh?
Carl Weathers, all the fucking old Rocky
and
guys.
And Carl Weathers. Also died.
Holy fuck.
Yeah, that's fucked.
That's the guy from fucking whatever.
Arrested
fucking
Development.
Happy Gilmore.
Arrested Development. Happy Gilmore, yeah. Wow. Mm.
I can't believe Apollo Creed died as well. Two great men. Same day.
I saw someone point out to me the other day on Twitter that Apollo Creed is, or Carl Weathers is responsible for the best on-screen hug and the best on-screen
what,
handshake.
He's this one for sure.
It's an incredible,
that's great.
Incredible moment.
They go, you son of a bitch. Right? And they just pull flexing and then they just start like competing super high.
Incredible
that's
moment
like,
in
see,
cinema
that's
history.
What friendship is between men.
You son of
you
a
grab
bitch.
You grab and fucking do it, then you just start fucking fighting each other. That's just how it is.
So that was one. Then the best hug of all time is Rocky and Apollo on the beach. After Rocky beats him in a foot race in Rocky 3.
Yeah.
This guy was responsible for the best handshake and the best hug in cinema history.
That's okay.
I honestly believe that if Netflix just re-released Rocky 3 in high def, we could mend race relations in the modern world.
Fuck.
They could do it. They could do it. That movie would fix all race-based issues in the modern world.
Yeah, but Rocky wasn't like really white. We're
gonna
get canceled
for that. I'm gonna lose my job over that comment at some point down the road.
You think?
Why? Because you're trying to heal race relations.
I stand by it. I think that movie is so good. And looking back, you don't realize like just how well done it is. Everyone gives Stallone so much shit for being a meathead, whatever.
He is.
But that movie fucking kills.
Yeah, maybe. We watched the first one again, like maybe like 6 months ago, and I was like, hope I'd never seen it. She's like,
the turtles.
It was all right.
And yeah, I
was
because,
well, and I watched it again. I was like, yeah, you're right. It was all right.
But it's more so like the message, right? And when it came out, which is what?
He didn't even win.
In the first one?
Yeah.
He didn't win the first one. Doesn't have, it's
Rocky,
not about
Rocky
it.
3.
He took a hard hit. He's still going to get up and keep fighting.
Rocky
dude.
2. I know. Remedy. Rocky 2 is the underdog story where he wins. Rocky 3, he fixes all.
He's an underdog in every single one, isn't he?
Rocky 3.
Like even when he's the champion, he's the underdog.
Rocky 3, he fixes all race relations. Rocky 4, he tears down the
Russian.
The
juiced up Russian.
And then Rocky 5, the worst one. He fixes all relations between children and their parents. So
yeah, dude.
Balboa.
Dude, Rocky Five. No, Rocky Five.
Isn't it? Rocky Five.
Dude, the first scene in the movie, he's like in his house, and there's like a fucking robot walking around. He's like,
he's so rich. He's so rich. Yeah.
He's just so rich. Nobody ever had a robot, even in the 90s. Even if you were rich.
Yeah.
It's just some shitty like 90s. Stereotypical.
We still
like,
made it,
dude. It's like a kid drew a robot on a piece of paper, and they just like turned that into the robot. They did nothing cool with it. It's some piece of shit. Hello, Mr. Balboa. It's like so fucking stupid.
And like, what are you here for again? Like, what the fuck do you
even
do?
Anything. He like sits there, like drops the food on the ground.
I don't know if
it's for sure an actor in a robot. No, for sure.
Sneaky hot leading lady Talia Shire. I don't know if she's still alive or not. His wife.
Sneaky hot. Do you think she was hot, Adrian?
Oh yeah.
I don't even remember what she looks like. I haven't seen that movie in so fucking long.
She's 77.
She was. No, she was.
You think
not
she was
hot?
She was fucking like annoying.
She was mousy. She was real mousy.
I don't think she was bad.
Fucking made me so mad looking at her. I'm like, Rocky, you could do so much better.
She's
so
still alive, but he never put her in the new movies. Why not?
Did you know Stallone died?
He did?
He died in
Rocky IV, almost.
Lore, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
If he dies, he dies. He dies.
That's Apollo Creed.
No, that's Rocky IV. Yeah, Ivan Drago.
Drago kills Creed.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. Fucking Carl Weathers did die, but Apollo Creed died way earlier.
Creed's been dead for a long time.
That's my fault.
Been dead for a long time.
It's my fault. They just look the same.
In the first Rocky movie with Michael B. Jordan, he's Creed's kid. He's Creed's kid.
Yeah, that's why they call it Creed.
Those movies, like, especially
his hairline
the new
is
ones,
far too good.
Yeah, something going
every
on
every fucking franchise is just like keep milking it.
They got nothing else to make.
How many Fast and Furious movies are they going to make?
Like, tell me
about 10 more.
Talk about bias. I hate all these like stupid Marvel Universe movies,
so
Spider-Man, all this shit. But I would watch any Rocky movie as long as Stallone was in it. I don't care. It doesn't matter. I'll watch it.
It's because he's hilarious. Because it's such he's such a character. He's such like
such
a cartoon
meathead.
Version of himself.
Why does face do? Why
it's getting so much worse
it's
when
like
he's older,
constantly
too.
He has a stroke at all times.
Never forget. Okay?
Rocky, the left side of your face is leaking again. He's just like draining down. It's like, what's wrong with you, man? Like, you're a boxer, bro. Like, relax. Like, fuck. No, I mean, I guess he gets punched in the face for a living.
To give you an idea of how much.
You don't
got to
sell it that hard.
I know how
popular this guy was. You remember this, right?
This is going to sound great.
Oh, I remember this. Look, he's got that fucking face lean, too.
Mick?
Yeah, Mick. Brisk. Holy fuck.
I forgot about the brisk.
He gets back in there. Imagine that.
You gotta fucking be able to, you gotta edit that into the fucking show.
Oh, man.
You gotta edit that into the show.
Because brisk can't be a thing anymore, right?
Oh, yeah, it is.
It is?
Yeah, brisk?
Yeah.
Fuck yeah, it is.
Where can you buy Lipton really? Brisk iced tea?
Talk to my girlfriend. She's got it at her house.
No way.
Time.
Wow.
Holy
fuck.
Oh, maybe it's not brisk. I'm stupid.
I would be shocked if it was brisk.
I remember, I think I'm fucking talking out of my ass.
I actually haven't seen an iced tea in any residential setting in 15
I have
years.
I have an iced tea in my fridge right now.
What iced tea?
Arizona Prime. Iced tea.
That doesn't count. That's a
dude,
staple.
Dude, I remember when I, like, okay, remember up in the University Plaza when the barn was there? Remember the barn? You ever have the barn?
We had the barn on the mountain.
When you get, like, carrots for free shit, baby carrots in the fucking thing, you can just go get them and eat them.
I don't remember. I
don't know very much.
Maybe
Ubi
was just
carrots.
Stealing them for us. But they were just like in a little thing. You could just take them and eat them when you're walking around and shit.
Like going to fucking Jumbo Video and getting the popcorn. Same
sure,
thing.
Yeah,
like
similar
snack
thing.
While you're browsing.
Yeah, here have some
while you're
carrots.
But the back of the box.
It was like, what was the barn anyway? What was it?
It was a grocery store. Yeah.
But was it like a more like a farmer's market style? Like it wasn't.
No, I think
corporate,
it, I think
right?
it was. I think it was A&P, then the barn, then Metro. I'm pretty sure.
Okay. Well, anyway, I remember we were leaving there, and this is one of the most fucking weird vivid memories I have. Sitting in the back seat, I had a brisk lemon iced tea.
Nice.
And it was the first like full pop I ever chugged.
Oh yeah.
It's fucking dark chug.
Not carbonated.
One go, one
bang.
It's because they weren't that carbonated.
They weren't carbonated,
there was no
at,
carbonated
at all.
They weren't carbonated at all.
No, no
but I remember sitting there, I'm like, fucking finally, I did a full pop.
Sick. Your goals back then are
yeah,
so
dude,
different.
Dude, fuck
you. Chugging a pop, staying up all night.
Well, you gotta understand. You gotta understand. Like, I was the youngest kid hanging out with only older kids. So, you guys would be sitting there just dusting pops. I'm like, I can't wait till I'm older and I can chug a pop.
I've only gotten a brisk now. I can't wait till I hit the miss.
Oh, I hit the brisk. That was the training round. And I'm sitting there, I'm like, fuck, man. Will's got like two armpit hairs. I'm like, every day, I'm like,
oh,
fucking just waiting. And it took forever for me to grow armpit hair because I was just looking every day.
It is so jokes that guys think about this stuff.
Every fucking day. I'm like,
did
you get your pubes yet?
Yeah.
I'm like, I'm sitting there every day. I'm like, yeah, I got them. Lying. Like, I don't have them. Just don't have them. Oh, no, I shaved.
It's like a bald turkey down there. Someone send this guy some help.
Fuck, I remember also like one fucking random day in like at recess. Kid goes, hey, Mike, you have fire crotch? I'm sitting there. I don't even have any pubes. I'm like,
no.
No.
Of course
no.
not. Not yet.
Yeah. That was good.
Are guys still having those conversations with their kids?
I don't fucking know what
they're
talking about.
I hope they are.
I don't know what they're talking about, but that was what you talked about.
There's no like dojo anymore. I've talked about this on the show before. Like,
but you don't know what's going on in there. You don't know what's going on.
But like, man, like everything, it feels like everything is so much more supervised now. Like you're texting your friends, your parents are looking at it. You're in the classroom talking to your buddies, your teachers are listening.
Yeah, but they're fucking kids.
You're in the schoolyard, you're not allowed to say what you really think. Like,
you have to understand, we were supervised pretty hard too.
No, you were not.
No, well,
no fucking way. It was so different. You don't even realize the difference between then and now.
What I'm saying is we were still supervised. Not that fucking hard, but we were kids. We found a way to fucking do shit.
Because you weren't being constantly surveilled.
You
now.
Can do like, shit as a kid. You can pull some shit.
Dude, I remember when MSN came out. Every week we talk on this fucking show about MSN. But like, it was like this mind-blowing thing where you could talk to your friends with no one around. It was like the ultimate, like nothing can be seen on this fucking app. And then over time, that went away. Now, like, your parents are looking at your phone. I'm pretty sure.
If they're doing that.
I'm pretty sure if you have an iPhone. I'm pretty sure if you have an iPhone, your parents can look at your text messages.
That's crazy. That should not be allowed. That's fucking bullshit.
What do you do? I don't know.
Well, you just fucking go back old school. Sending notes in class and shit.
Right under the desk.
Yeah, fucking. You already get burner phones.
Oh, imagine.
Get a quick, just sell an ounce, get $60, and then go buy a burner and start texting T9.
Nice.
Dude, off the grid.
Oh, yeah, getting notes in class. That was so nice.
I would love to go back to some of those old school communication methods. Even stuff like walking.
Just a cup on a string.
Or like just like walking to different things. Like now it feels like, especially like when I see the kids out in front of the house in the morning and in the afternoon, I hardly ever see any kids alone. I always see kids with their parents or getting off the bus.
You're in the safest neighborhood you could possibly be in. No one's, probably in Southern Ontario.
No one's ever like, there's no kids like by themselves.
How do you learn?
You mean by yourself or like they're never in a group with each other?
Yeah. Like there's always a parent or they're getting off the bus.
No, that's so bullshit. Mm. Because like that sucks because like.
Even at the driving park. How old are they? Even at the driving park, you see on the rink or whatever. All those kids who are like going there to skate. They're with their parents. I saw a little while ago, for the first time, kids who I thought were like just with each other in the middle of the day eating lunch. But other than that, I've never seen like a group of kids. So I thought like these kids are just like enjoying their youth.
You got to skate more. Kids that skate will do that.
Yeah,
skateboard. Kids
maybe,
will. The kids that skate. Whenever
let's
we
see, skateboard, let's see in the summer.
When
we
were skating. Yeah, yeah. But they're, skating, but those are also they're not that young. They're like in like maybe grade 7, 8, 9.
Oh, but I'm thinking like even like high school. They're just they're in high school like skating and chilling.
Yeah, of course. Park. But by that point, your parents better not be fucking with you.
Yeah. I know.
Well, like yeah. No, we were walking home like when we were younger. Like I was like fucking Kenzie was my guardian.
Yeah, Jack was mine.
She's in like grade 3.
Yeah.
She's fucking, I've got more potential to do damage to a fucking predator than she does as a fucking kindergartner. Because I was a psycho spaz anyway. I just took my anger out on this Joey Rice kid.
Yeah.
Get my bag in my hand, grab it.
He was 4 years older than him.
Yeah. And I would say, yeah, I remember Jack would always say, Mike, if you don't have a freak out today on Joey, on the walk home, I'll let you borrow a video game. So I had to be on my best behavior for the 4 blocks.
Yeah.
And I got to tell you, it was the longest walk of my life.
Yeah, of course. But that's nice for our parents, too. Like, me, you, Kenzie, Jack, Claire, all could walk.
Yeah.
A little pod, right?
Yeah. It was like, you know, you're not really fucking with those kids, right?
That was like what our parents did too. You had like a little pod, right?
But I mean, if I was a fucking predator or a kidnapper right now, I think I could just snatch 4 kids easy and run away, right?
I think it'd be tough. No way. I think it'd be tough.
Yeah. Grab like 3 8-year-olds, just like bear hug them.
No way. That's way too old.
Eight's pretty big.
I'm pretty sure I'm confident like beating the shit out of 4 grade 9ers.
Yeah, but beating the shit out of is different than discreetly getting them in a van.
I mean, parents.
True. That's the thing. I'm not really a predator. So I didn't really consider fucking discreetly
parents go into depressive spells trying to handle 2 4-year-olds. You think you could like nab a bunch of 4-year-olds or 8-year-olds or whatever? Like,
this is a jokes conversation to have on the air, but if you're kidnapping kids, you're not like you can hit them.
We got
parents. True. You can do whatever you want.
Physical damage.
You're already breaking
the law.
You're
gonna tie them up.
You're not.
Probably.
You're not gonna be like gently coerce them into your fucking van.
Maybe that's the best way.
Well, that's what they say. You got any candy? Or
I don't know. We got to think about these things more deeply.
That's another fucking super cool thing I remember. Like when we were going to like Wild Waterworks, something like that. That trip in like grade 6 that you always went on.
Mm-hmm. Are you going to talk about stranger danger here?
Yes.
Okay.
So fucking the teacher, I won't say her name.
You can.
Miss Shoop.
Shoop.
She goes, like, this is like thinking back, like, this is like so dumb. Like, she completely fucking, like, she like told me to come over to her and she's my fucking teacher.
Yeah.
So she just goes, like, we're talking stranger danger. So she goes, she's just like, hey, Michael, come here. And I like walk over. Like, she did it like that too. Like, you know, like shady. Like, hey, come here.
Yeah.
I'm sitting there like, okay. Like, she's giving me an example. And I didn't know what, like, I'm just like going over, like, she's going to tell me a secret. And she just goes, got ya. I was like, what the fuck was that? So I just went like this. And I just pulled away. I was like, okay, you don't got me now.
Yeah.
Like, what the fuck was that? She's like, it's that easy. I'm like, you're my teacher. You requested me to do something. I have
to
apply.
How many people
I'd get sent to the office.
Yeah, true.
Like, what the fuck option do I have?
You can't even trust me, Mike. You can't even trust me.
And then ever since then, our relationship's never been the same.
Yeah.
Michael, what's his answer? Sorry, I don't trust you. Trust you now. Remember when you kidnapped me?
I can't believe that.
That was the fucking weakest display of Stranger
Danger. Stranger Danger
was a big deal,
though.
You just told me a story or whatever.
It was huge, man, because remember that show? I swear to God.
Are you afraid of the dark?
No, our parents all got psyoped by that fucking guy.
Jeffrey Dahmer?
John Walsh, America's Most Wanted.
Mm.
Because his story was that his kid... I mean, I am recalling this from memory here, probably 30 years after I first heard this story, and I've not looked into it since. But the story was that guy, and that show was on every Friday night or Saturday night, America's Top 10 Most Wanted or whatever. He'd go through stories.
Fuck
like
yeah, it was.
True criminals.
The story was that
guy's kid was in a department store, like a Sears, a Kmart, a Bay-style store. He left the kid for a second, came back looking for him, and the kid had his head chopped off. I'm positive that I'm missing some.
Cut and dry.
This was the thing that everyone was talking about. And so like there was these stories all the time where like the special bulletin would go out with the monthly newsletter and be like, there's a guy in a, you know, Cutlass Supreme driving around and he's
with a cleaver.
He's rolled down his window. I will say for all the, you know, shit I'm giving this, I do remember one time when we were kids, I was probably in grade 7 or 8. We were playing basketball on the street, me and all the guys on the street. And some guy drove by, started talking to us and tried to get out of his car. And I have never been this kind of guy, but I put my foot on his door and I was like, you have to stay in your car. And he got upset about it and threatened us from the window or whatever, but he ended up driving away. That ended up in a newsletter for the elementary school I went to back in the day. That was the only time I ever had a problem with a stranger. And we lived near a park, lived near the mall.
Wait, what did he do?
Tried to get out of the car. He
was so like, what?
In retrospect, he was probably, you know, just probably
trying
around.
To go into his friend's house. What are you talking about?
I don't know, but anyway.
You just a guy parked beside you and tried to get out of his car?
He was driving potential through. Predator, dude. He was driving through. Talking to us for a bit too long in my head. Yeah. And so I ended up putting my foot on the guy's door anyway.
And you were that strong?
No, he just decided not to get out. He could have easily just thrown me aside for sure. I was probably, you know, 90 pounds or something like that. But
I don't talk to kids.
There's no reason to talk to kids who are playing basketball on the street. There's no reason. Just drive through.
If I am living on the street, fine. I'll be like, yeah, boys, give me a shot.
Like a homeless guy?
Here, give me a shot.
Living on the street.
If it's a homeless guy,
boys, give me a shot. Come inside. I'll give you a shot. You know what I mean, dude?
Shot for shot.
You guys drink?
No, remember.
But there's never any danger, is what I was getting at. Well, those like all fucking, those years those walking to school, going to the mall, doing this, doing that. You never ran into anybody who was like giving you a hard time. It just never happened.
But I lived a block and a half away from my school.
Well, still, that one time we got that one of those letters, right? You get those letters about fucking, you know, there's a fucking potential
in the neighborhood.
Yeah,
something
whatever.
Happened. Yeah,
in the area, some guy on the list moved in. Bullshit, right? No, yeah. It was just, no, we never got those letters. By the way, a sexual predator moved in.
It's a fucking
we never got
slasher in the park.
There's some bullshit. There's lots of those, but there was like fucking this random fucking a random like, you know, sketchy scenario. And then we like I went to Will's house after school because I had to go there. Like both our parents were working late or whatever. And it was like a rain thunderstorm.
Mm.
And the fuck, we're at Will's house. We just got the letter and the power goes out at his house. And both me and Will are fucking terrified.
How old are we?
So young, like grade like 1 and 3 probably. Like so fucking young. Right away locking the doors and we're like, just looking out the window and like,
of course, so scary.
What the fuck did you want to watch? Like when the power came back on, you wanted to watch a movie, like something super calming. Like, I don't remember the movie though.
Land Before Time?
Might have been Land Before Time.
Ernest Scared Stupid?
That would not calm me down. That gave me nightmares for years.
True.
Once those trolls came in, that was fucked up. Changed
spraying
the game.
With milk, man. It's that easy.
Nothing can stop me, not even milk. What about the King Troll?
That guy's comedy's underappreciated.
Oh, fucking Ernest B. Worrell? Yeah. What was his name?
It was that.
Well, that was the name of the show, but he had a real name.
Oh, yeah.
You know, it wasn't like a
Vernon. Poem. Vernon.
It was Vern something. Yeah,
yeah, Vern Siegler? Something.
Because the whole thing was the cameraman's name was Vern, right? Hey, Vern.
Yeah,
it's
yeah.
Ernest.
Yeah.
Dude, all those Ernest movies are fucking great. Like the Ernest slam dunk was fucking unbelievable. I got that for Christmas.
Who would win
year.
The game of 1-on-1, Ernest or Air Bud?
Ernest.
I
there's no question.
Hope Ernest.
Ernest or Ernest with or without the shoes. Dude, the fucking he's like lying in bed, the magic shoes. They got like eyes on them. Like, dude, he's like lying in bed and he's wearing shoes. He's just lays in bed and goes. And then just passes out and the shoes start taking over. He's just like, there's like, he just like sit down and they fucking like pulls his legs up. They just start walking and just go play basketball.
Was this before or after Like Mike?
I don't know. That's a good question. It was long time
was
ago.
Was this before or after you almost got abducted?
Fuck.
Hard
that's
to
another
say.
Good question.
It's definitely hard to after. Say.
All I know is the only place I ever saw it was at my house because I had the VHS. That was the only place that I'd ever seen that.
I never even seen that one.
I'm gonna watch that. Maybe
I'm gonna
tonight.
Try to watch. I'm gonna watch. Yeah,
it's
I might
fucking
watch
jokes.
Ernest, goes to
Ernest
jail.
Movies are fucking clutch. They're so
where
funny.
Can you get them now though?
Get an illegal fire.
I was gonna say they're not on Netflix. True. That's
I could
sure.
definitely get them. Not. We could do a marathon one day if you want.
I don't know if I do a marathon, but I might
watch
one
a couple
or two.
Movies, yeah, right? Not a sure. Maybe a couple, right?
If you see how the first one goes.
Well, that's the thing. Once it like, starts rolling, it just turns into a marathon.
Unless it's real bad. I want to go to the theater to watch a movie.
It's not going to be bad.
I want to go to the theater to watch a movie. And
I wanted to watch Oppenheimer in theaters, and I fucked up and didn't. I watched it last Sunday. Movie was fucking pretty good.
What movie?
Oppenheimer.
Oh, nice.
I wanted to see it in theaters just because, like.
Where'd you watch it?
At my house.
On what?
The fucking TV.
The TV.
Oh, did you download it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I didn't really download it, but I got it.
Yeah.
But it was fucking good.
What's with the fucking.
Is it long?
Yeah, it's 3 hours.
But it's too long. Like, all his movies are way too long. Yeah.
Well, okay, like Steph came over and we watched every Barbie, and then I'm like, well, fine, might as well fucking
Barbie.
I didn't. I passed out. And she was pissed at me that I passed out.
Oh, obviously.
And I'm like, dude, the movie fucking, it wasn't, it didn't
I love how you probably woke up and were like, fucking movie sucked.
How yeah, can anyone exactly. How can anyone
I had no idea what was going on, man.
Obviously not.
And it was, I bet it was a good movie, but it was fucking weird, and I didn't really like it that much.
Yeah, it is probably terrible.
It had some potential, I guess, but it's just not my style
didn't
of shit.
Didn't they just have their awards thing, the movie people? The other week,
the movie Barbie, people just had their awards thing.
You know
it's not the Grammys. The Grammys. What's the other one? The Grammys is music. The Oscars. The Oscars.
The Oscars, yeah.
Did they? I thought they just had it the other week, right?
Are you sure?
I don't fucking know. Oh, yeah. What's his name? Fucking Ryan Gosling won.
He won.
Yeah, he won for that fucking song. His Ken song.
In Barbie?
Yeah.
Oh,
fuck. Yeah, that's a huge controversy. And
even he was just like
sitting
there. Oh, that's
the meme that keeps showing up of him.
He's sitting there, he's just like, seriously?
Yeah.
Which kind of gives me a bit, makes me respect him a lot. Because he's like, are you guys fucking joking me, man?
Good Canadian boy.
Yeah, definitely good Canadian boy.
But like, no, it was good, man. It was like, whatever. The movie was fun. I could see the potential, but it was just, you got to be in the mood. And I was like super hungover.
Yeah.
Is Ryan Reynolds Canadian too?
Yeah, oh yeah.
He is, right? Yeah.
Van Sudi Ryan, whatever the fuck his name is.
That's right, yeah.
If you're gonna watch Oppenheimer, I would say, and you haven't yet, I liked it, but you gotta be, it's like, fuck, I wanna compare it to Interstellar, but not really. Yeah. It's not really the same at all. Like, it's just like, you gotta, if you like fucking science and all that shit, it's pretty cool. Like, I liked it.
Did Christopher Nolan do it?
Yeah.
Oppenheimer?
Yeah.
Oh, he did. Oh,
and it's
okay,
it's
cool.
A super good movie, but it's like, you know, it's a little dry, like if you're not into that shit.
Right.
But
well,
like
3 hours of some guy doing
and
science.
It's a lot of politics.
Nolan's
it's
a lot.
It's about the war and
right?
shit. So it's which I like that shit too. So it was I liked it because I'm into everything that it was about.
Mm-hmm. Right.
If you're not, it's going to be fucking boring as shit.
No, of course, we'd never watch it.
I kind of want to go back and watch the Batman movies again.
Which ones?
Yeah, the Badminton movies?
Batman.
Batman with... Fucking
the Dark Knight, right?
Danny DeVito,
just a Christian Bale one.
That's the best one.
Just Christian Bale.
I
want to
revisit the
what's
Danny
her,
DeVito.
What's Catwoman in that movie's name?
Michelle Pfeiffer.
Michelle Pfeiffer.
Yeah, fucking right.
She was
Danny DeVito even more.
She was in
Jack Nicholson as the Joker.
Arnold Schwarzenegger is
Mr. Freeze.
Mr. Freeze. Yeah.
Who was fucking point? Yo, that movie was dope.
Jim Carrey was the Riddler.
That was Batman Begins, I think, was fucking Mr. Freeze and Poison Ivy and Bane.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah?
Bane's in that?
Yeah. Well, yeah, it's fucking
triple
Poison
bad
Ivy.
Guys?
Poison Ivy's fucking, you know, henchman.
I didn't know that.
Oh,
he just goes, Bane
either.
Just hits him right in the stomach and his shit just starts powering up. He's just like, he doesn't have any lines. He just goes, Bane, and just starts fucking shit up.
No, I gotta watch the one where the first scene of the movie is the Steelers game where they take out the grass on the field.
I don't remember that.
I think it's either Batman Begins or Dark Knight.
Dark Knight is, well, that's like the newer shit. That's like Christian Bale and shit.
It's Christian Bale in this one too.
Yeah, well, those are like, they're more like dark. They're like,
The Christian Bale ones are great. I saw a YouTube video the other day that I watched like 10 minutes of Bale reliving his best characters. And fuck me,
he's played a lot of shit.
Dude, that
Christian
guy
Bale's
has
been around, bro.
Great movies. Yeah, great movies. He's doing like, he's talking about American Psycho.
American Psycho, God, do a fight.
Batman.
Do you think American Psycho like fucked him up?
No. American Psycho is one of the best movies.
It's a great movie.
Fuck is it?
It's a great movie. It's like, it's short to the point and it's just like everything. Like there's so many fucking like iconic moments in it.
Check out
just
my new card. Wow. Where did that jump?
Lay down
like
in the
you
bed.
Get such exquisite taste.
Face down. And he's just like banging her, flexing in the mirror. And
Huey
shit.
Lewis in the news.
Christian Bale's a fucking super fucking A1 actor.
We could wrap this up after this.
Yeah, I feel like this has been going on a long time.
Who's the best actor on the planet?
Daniel Day-Lewis.
Nolan might be, fuck, he's up there for sure.
Nolan who?
Nolan's best director, Chris Nolan. I would say, you know.
There's a lot of good actors.
You'd have a hard time convincing me it wasn't actors. Christian Bale.
Christian Bale's good. Tom Hardy's fucking good.
I like Cillian Murphy too.
I like Cillian Murphy a lot.
Yeah, he's dope.
He's definitely one of my favorites.
Do you think any of those guys would say they're better than Bale though? Because Bale would say that they're worse than him.
Probably, yeah.
For sure.
Cillian Murphy,
none of those
no
guys
way
would, like,
would say he's better than anyone.
But he's not. Yeah, no. But he's definitely not better than Christian Bale.
He's pretty fucking good.
I don't know.
Lately, Christian Bale's been good. Cillian Murphy was okay and got like super good.
Yeah.
What else is he
he's
been
a
in?
Sick
besides,
ass.
He was in 28 Days Later.
Really?
Yeah.
Peaky Blinders, obviously. Peaky Blinders, yeah. Oppenheimer, he was super good. He yeah. fucking just went and learned Dutch for that movie.
Really?
For one scene.
Oh, really? Eh?
Yeah, and he just, he, like, but he like nailed it. Like he didn't do, yeah, yeah. like, he didn't sound like some fucking hack.
Did he have an accent the whole movie?
Yeah. Oh, no, did. No, yeah, it's like a weird.
Yeah, yeah.
But he, I don't even know where Oppenheimer, well, he's fucking German, I guess. I guess what so, the fuck yeah. he is. I don't I know.
So.
I
just watched the whole fucking movie.
Seen at the end with Einstein in it.
I was hungover,
right?
Dude. Is that, Einstein's in it, yeah.
Yeah, I do want to watch it. Maybe
it's a good movie. Like, you just got to. You gotta, you know, you gotta be prepared to watch it. Like, it's not one of those movies you can just fuck off. Like, yeah, you gotta yeah. watch it. It's tough. You gotta be in the mood. But I was in the mood. I'll probably rewatch it.
Yeah,
yeah. I liked it though. But like, it's, you know, I don't like the same movies as a lot of fucking people.
Who's right? your best yeah. actor on the planet?
Oh, you mean favorite? Best, probably Tom
best,
Hardy.
Best. I would probably say best Tom because. Hardy.
Yeah, for me, yeah, I like Tom Hardy the best.
He's not, the
like,
best
I don't
on
know
the planet.
Fucking acting that well, so I don't know like skill sets and shit.
I know, but like I don't know, like just like watching a Daniel Day-Lewis and being like hearing him in a fucking interview after, you're like, well, that's what you really yeah, sound like. What yeah. the fuck, man?
Well,
like,
fucking. Well, what about Robert Downey Jr.?
Also,
yeah, I guess
he's top notch.
He's on the list,
dude.
Yeah.
Fucking my buddy, of mine. He goes, he's like, man, like he's a huge Gosling fan. I guess it's Brett. He's a huge Gosling fan, yeah, and he goes, he's just like. Man, he's such a good actor. He plays in all these movies. He just plays the same guy in every movie.
Exactly.
And I'm sitting there, I'm like, so he's got no range. None. Yeah, he just does the same guy. He's like, well, no, like every movie like caters to him. I'm like, exactly. Because he's got no, he's not good that good at acting.
Come on,
like he just does the
Come
same
on,
character in every fucking movie. He's like, yeah, like he's like a mute and shit, like everything. I'm like, yeah, let's think he plays the same fucking guy.
That guy who's
that
a
means
mute
he's not
good
that
actor.
Fucking good at acting. I'm not saying he's a bad actor. He can sing, he can dance,
no,
he can do all
that
shit.
He's a movie star.
Yeah, but he's but that doesn't mean he's a good no. actor.
I would
dude.
Take
like,
I would take either Christian Bale. I think Woody Harrelson's probably top five.
Really?
Yeah.
Jamie Foxx. Like there's so many fucking good guys.
Fox,
man.
I don't
Tom
know.
Tom Cruise.
Yeah, I can see it. Cruise, yeah. I mean, what's Cruise done lately?
I feel like Tom Cruise is the same fucking guy in every movie too.
Not Tropic Thunder.
Yeah, that's the only movie
True.
He stepped
and he
out
fucking
on.
Crushed it.
He did.
In that
yeah,
movie.
He did.
I think DiCaprio.
Tom Carlson, I think was his name. Is that his name?
I don't remember.
DiCaprio might be the guy.
DiCaprio is fucking excellent. Won Oscar. It was just hilarious.
Yeah.
That's so
I didn't see that movie
gutless.
Where he fights.
I never saw it.
Neither did I. Never
what
watched
is it? What,
the
Revenant.
The
Revenant.
The Revenant.
The Revenant.
Revenant.
The Remnants. He didn't win the fight.
No.
He's just a fucking
he
Remnant.
Lost?
No, that's the Remnant.
That's the Remnant.
Okay. Just remains. It's a 4-minute movie.
Who's your number one? Then we'll wrap.
I don't know. I think Daniel Day-Lewis probably.
Who even is that?
He's the guy who does There Will Be Blood.
There Will Be Blood. Which I fucking just watched a movie and I thought that movie sucked.
I haven't seen it.
I gotta fucking look this up. Like,
it's an oil baron movie,
remember
right?
Remember when I forgot fucking Chris Rock from The Sun? So like you have to understand how shit I am with fucking names. What's this guy's name? Daniel Day-Lewis?
Daniel
I'll probably
Day-Lewis.
Know his face.
You'll definitely know him.
How do you spell it? Daniel Day?
Daniel Day-Lewis. It'll definitely come up.
Was he fucking the...
Okay, go shut the fucking recording
Oh, this is the guy from The Joker?
Are you going to say peace?
Oh, sorry, man.
Peace.
Is that not the guy from The Joker?
I don't know how to do this. I don't think so.
Just click stop recording.
Who the fuck is this guy?